to see everybody out this evening. Appreciate you being here. I am hoping that my voice will continue through the sermon. I have been having a little trouble since this morning. Overuse of the vocal cords. I don't seem to have anything. It's just once in a while my vocal cords go away from me. They get irritated. Again, appreciate you being here this evening. Our visitors with us, appreciate you all being here with us. And it's that time of the year when we have families coming in visiting and have had families with us and they've gone back home, but it's a good time of the year to visit with family and friends. I had Mike to lead that last song, number 5. If you want to turn to that, my lesson's going to be on that song tonight. How great thou art. We sing this song often. We sing it, and there's a lot in this song. It is a song of praise unto God and unto Jesus, as we will see here this evening. I want to notice in verse 1 of this song, we're going to read the first 2 verses of this song. It says, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then the chorus goes, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee, how great Thou art, how great Thou art. And sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee, how great Thou art, how great Thou art. The second one, again dealing with our Creator, the second verse, when through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, how great thou art. God is our Creator. And not only God, but Jesus was there with Him also at the beginning. As we've read verse 2, let us go to Genesis 1. Genesis chapter 1. I have a very lengthy reading here. We're going to read the entire chapter 1 of Genesis, all 31 verses of it. Just to get the feel a little bit of God's creation. And we've read this, I'm sure those of us that have read our Bibles very much at all, we've read this probably several times. But I know for myself, each time I read it, I still stand in awe of our great Creator. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. So the evening and morning were the first day. Then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Thus God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Verse 9, then God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters He called seas, and God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herbs that yield seeds according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Then God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give them light on the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Then God said, Let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens. So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves with which the waters abound according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind, and God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Then God said, Let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth, each according to its kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food. Also, to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. God is our Creator. And when it says, let us, in verse 26, make man in our image, what does he mean there? Well, let us go to John chapter 1. John chapter 1, and we'll read the first three verses. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. And we can look at verse 14 and recognize that the Word is Jesus, the Son. Verse 14, And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus was there with God at the beginning, and he is our Creator. Go to verse 3 of the song, back to the song book, and let us read verse 3 of the song. Our Savior, And when I think that God, His Son, not sparing, sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, He bled and died to take away my sin. Let's go to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, and we're going to start in verse 8. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. Now there were in the same country, this of course is speaking of the birth of Jesus. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." We see that Jesus, when He came to this earth, was to be our Savior. And that is what the song speaks of in the third verse. God did not spare His Son for us. We see in John chapter 3, John chapter 3, beginning in verse 13. John chapter 3, verse 13, "No one has ascended to heaven but He who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." Jesus is our Savior. God sent His Son to be our Savior. Let's also look at verse 3 again, and we'll read in the songbook verse 3 again. Not only is He our Savior, but we will note as we go along that He is our Redeemer. "And when I think that God, His Son not sparing, sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, He bled and died to take away my sin." He is our Redeemer, not only our Savior, but our Redeemer. He was the price that was necessary for our salvation. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. We will begin in verse 3 of Ephesians chapter 1. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace." We have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Going also over to Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2, beginning in verse 11. "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for Himself His own special people, zealous for good works. Jesus is our Redeemer. Going also over to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. And read verses 22 and 23. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 22. For he who is called in the Lord while a slave is the Lord's freeman. Likewise, he who is called while free is Christ's slave. You were bought at a price. Do not become slaves of men. Our Redeemer bought us. He paid the price. And the fourth thing that we see from verse 4 of this song is that Christ is the judge and God is the judge. Verse 4 of the song, How Great Thou Art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, My God, how great Thou art. Let's go to John 12. John 12, beginning in verse 44. John 12, verse 44. Then Jesus cried out and said, He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. Here's the judgment, verse 48. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. So even though he says he is not the judge here, he came for salvation, he came to save, but the words that he speaks are the things that will judge us. Go to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. 1 Peter 4, verse 1. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness and lust and drunkenness and revelries and drinking parties and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. So God and Jesus are both our judge. As we have seen from this song, and let us read through this song again, to see that God and Jesus are our Creator, our Savior, our Redeemer, our judge. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze. And when I think that God, His Son not sparing, sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in. that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, He bled and died to take away my sin. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart, and I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, My God, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, My Savior God to Thee, how great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, My Savior God to Thee, how great Thou art, how great Thou art. What else can we do but worship our great Creator, our Father who gave us a Savior, His Son, who redeemed us from our sins? But we will all be judged. And we need to stand before God in Christ so that our judgment will be good, that we will receive that reward He has promised to us. Are you ready for that judgment? Are you ready at this time to be before the great God that we worship? He is worthy. If you are not a Christian, please make that decision. If you need to study more, let us study with you. You need to decide that the life that you are living is not in accordance with God's will and that you need to repent. You need to believe the gospel first of all, and it's going to tell you you need to change your ways, to repent. Turn toward God, confessing Jesus as the Son of God, and then submitting to baptism to have your sins washed away, as we find in the Scripture, in the Gospels. If you have done that, yet have fallen away, come back. We're at the end of the year. It's the time that we generally evaluate ourselves and look at our past and see how we are doing. And now is the time to check our lives out. If you need to come in any way and respond to the gospel call, please do so tonight as we stand and sing.